Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Redmen TV. It is the build-up show. It's a big, happy, smiley build-up show because Liverpool are heading into Wolverhampton, having won a game of football, having progressed to the quarters of the Champions League. Life is good. I'm Paul Machin. Ross Chanley is here with me, and from home we've got Jay Pearson and John Machin as well. We're going to be talking about the fact that Liverpool have got an away game to look forward to, not a home game. Great. How we carry the positivity forward, and then talking about, you know, Fabinho, is this now Fabinho fixed in the number six for the rest of the season? Do we do anything different at the back? And who goes into that midfield now? Loads of really interesting, exciting things to discuss. But first, there is a brand new show over on the Super 6 YouTube channel called Hold the L. The man, the legend, Chris Pajak, has won it once again. And he's just basically... he's just donning the show. Go and have a little look at how he's doing just that.
I think we've all noticed that Chris has realised that all he has to do to not hold the L this week is just to, you know, kind of stay out of it. But I can't believe Liverpool aren't a part of this conversation. Look what's happening at Liverpool at the moment. We don't know if Klopp can fix it. If Haaland's going into a massive, what could be a massive rebuilding project, Man United and Man City, you could argue, aren't that. Why wouldn't Liverpool be the hardest, the worst move for him out of that three, Chris?
Look, let's be honest, Flav. You texted me last night and said, write the season off, give Klopp some players. There is no chance you don't rebound. Your words, not mine, Flav. And that's what you texted me last night after Liverpool lost the game of football. So you genuinely believe there is, verbatim, there is no chance you don't rebound. That is why Haaland is in the same boat. He looks at it and goes, and to be honest, in much the same way as Manchester City came out into this one, with an Aguero-shaped hole in their side, and yet they're still so good. Liverpool have got a ready-made player there that probably needs an upgrade right now in Roberto Firmino. I think the front three maybe does need refreshing.
Yeah, the big debate is about what would be the worst move for Erling Haaland in the summer, and you know, whether it was Man United, Liverpool or Manchester City. Go and see how Pajak got on over there. Leave a little comment, drop a little like. We'll put the link in the description of the video. But yeah, good show. You get to see Chris Pajak at his absolute finest, cut free of the shackles of being bothered about himself, and just letting loose on everyone else. So yeah, go and check that out. It's really, really good. Anyway, Ross, an away game, yes. We'll solve the Anfield problem hopefully at some point down the line, but it's worth remembering, you know, our away form. We've turned the corner in there. We have been much better away from home than we have. So yeah, that's another additional positive to the fact that we've just won a game of footy.
Yep. I would get cardboard cut out of the Puskás Arena and put it on the coach, inside of the coach, so when the players rock up, that's where they think they're fucking playing this game.
Yeah, VR headsets.
Exactly, a bit more expensive, but yeah. it bodes well for them. Yeah, I think there's just a... I don't know what it is, just maybe a lot less pressure on them, or maybe it's, you know, the other teams feel more comfortable playing at home. I don't know what it is, but, you know, joking aside, our away form is great at the minute, but going into a game on the back of a win is even bigger, which we haven't done. You know, we discussed quite a lot on the final word, having different options for different positions, people playing in their actual positions in a football game is another massive bonus. So, you know, and for us, our weekend can't be ruined, but we get to watch everyone else go before us, and then it's our turn to go and play a game. That's another incentive, I think.
I think the good thing psychologically, Dad, for this is fans, because, you know, it's how we can talk about this really, is We've got things to look forward to. You know, regardless of this game, there's a Champions League draw on the Friday afterwards to look forward to. In addition to all this, I hope Liverpool do carry the spirit of positivity, and I really do. Having it be a Monday and not at the weekend will definitely benefit us this time around. You know, obviously we came and played the Merseyside derby after the last game against Leipzig, but it does feel different this time around. You know, it feels like Liverpool went and constructed a win themselves. You know, you could argue that first leg, you know, we capitalised on a couple of bad moments or whatever. Whereas this was a game where Liverpool nearly completely blew Leipzig out the water. Fabinho hopefully back in midfield and all those things that we'll see, of course, because we've had many a false dawn in recent weeks. But it does feel like maybe this time it's different.
Well, I mean, I think we've won five of the last six away games, and the one we lost was just the last 15 minutes against Leicester. So yeah, we should be confident in away games. And I don't know, I mean, Wolves haven't done great either. They've had injury problems as well. But I somehow can't see them putting every man behind the ball open to hit us on the break. They don't seem like that kind of a team, really. Although they've got Traore, who do that pretty well, I would imagine. Yeah. So I'm hoping the players are now got some confidence in their away form, and that they will eventually start to want to have some pride in their home form again, and that will make the difference there.
Yeah, that's it. And okay, glad, it comes
I
back.
Mean, we're playing Villa in the first or our next home game, aren't we? So that's going to be strange.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting one. Look, it's one of those games, isn't it, that Wolves always give us a stern test, Jay. They do, you know, they've got the ability to hurt anyone. They've got some real talent in there. They've really suffered for a lack of Raúl Jiménez, you know, having someone who just sticks the ball in the back of the net. I think they've only scored 28 goals in 28 games this season in the league. So they're not necessarily going to offer us a massive test defensively, which is good. But again, it boils down to Liverpool being able to put the pressure on them and craft opportunities. They will. I don't know that they will throw their game plan out the window, but they are also a team that has the ability to get a number of bodies back. So it might not be a super all-out defensive performance, but Liverpool are still going to have to find ways to craft it. It won't be as open a game as it was in the Champions League.
Absolutely not, mate. And like you said, Wolves have always given us a stern test, albeit home or away. You know, we've very rare we get to batter Wolves, and they're a very, very strong side. And like you said, they've missed Jimenez, they've missed Jota, obviously, because, you know, we stole him, which is fantastic. And I think the only weapon they've got at the minute is Traore with his lubed up arms that he likes to do every game now, doesn't he? So, yeah, it's going to be a tough one, mate, because albeit for a VAR decision, they should have got at least a point at Anfield the other season. You know, we struggled at Molineux, but managed to get the win when we did win the league. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be it's Wolves, we can do it. But last night will give that team massive confidence.
Yeah, I think I chucked Neto in that conversation as well for his recent form. I don't think he's been prolific in front of goal, but he's certainly been a bright spark in that attack. When they've missed Jimenez, they kind of look towards him. And he's a bit Jota-like in terms of position and his moves.
I think he's the reason why they were comfortable letting Jota go.
Because he's like a little bundle of energy, which will cause us issues, I think.
Yeah, and it's a big opportunity for someone like Jota to go back there and show that he's moved on a level or whatever. And, you know, we've got some good options. Look, allow me to caveat this because this is the world we're in. At time of filming, we've got lots of very good options, because I'm sure something will have happened between now and then. Fingers crossed, it's at least it's not the centre halves. But it's just good to feel upbeat about a game of football. It's good to be able to look ahead and think about what can we do and look at the options. And, you know, we've got loads of discussions around who might play in this game, and we just haven't been able to have them for weeks.
My mindset has completely changed, and I was adamant that I wouldn't do this, but, you know, going into Fulham, I was like, we might win this game, but things aren't going to change because it's the same people that we're using. It's kind of going round and round, whereas, you know, beating Leipzig and all the things around that with people in their own positions, having different options off the bench, people coming into form, and, you know, I'm possibly getting more players back for this game potentially. There's only one or two, but everything's just changed. The whole dynamic's just changed my mindset of going, well, I feel for the first time in about 2 months, I feel confident going into a game of football. It's not arrogance. It's just, I'm just happy with the way things are at Liverpool Football Club at time of recording.
Yeah, and look, something that's worth pointing out as well in all this, Dad, is that there does come a point where you do put all of your eggs into cup competitions. You know, Liverpool are probably largely at that, but also the way Liverpool train and the way they prepare for stuff, what we've got is the big games on the horizon that the big players that we've got will want to be involved in. And they'll want to be in that team. But now, when we discussed this on the final word, you know, with the players and options we've got now, there's now four lads who want to start in the front three and are all good enough to start in the front three. You know, with counting on Bobby Firmino being fit. There's now five or six who want to play in our midfield three. And realistically, if Fabinho's fit, there's only really two places up for grabs potentially in that. And we're even getting to a world where you might even be able to do some things with fullbacks and whatever. Yeah, that I'm hoping that hunger is something that means that we don't see one of those archetypal complete drop-offs. Because let's be honest, it can't actually get to... We can't lose more games. I mean, we can lose more games, what I mean? We can't be in worse form than we're in the league. So hopefully we do see an uptick in positivity again.
Yeah, I mean, you would really hope that from your players, wouldn't you? That they want to end the season showing what they can actually do. And they must all feel more comfortable now. They've got a team which actually looks like a Liverpool team. Yeah. You know, with a proper midfield and, you know, the front three functioning properly. I mean, Dan, they must take confidence from the recent away games. I mean, they went to Tottenham and won and West Ham. And these are teams who are going to fight now for the top four.
Yeah.
And we made them all look stupid. I mean, we even made Leicester look stupid for 75 minutes. Yeah. We were so much better than all these sides. So, I mean, they really do need to be very confident playing at Wolves, and certainly another away game, and then somehow get the psychologists in to work on how they function so badly at Anfield.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely that augmented reality glasses that makes it look like they're in the Pushkas Arena would definitely be the answer.
Absolutely. You know.
It's but it, yeah,
they should
is,
have a sign now saying this really is Anfield.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I get it. It's just nice. It's nice to be able to look ahead to a game. It's nice to be able to feel positive around all these things. And yeah, let's hope it certainly carries on. We're going to be discussing who lines up for Liverpool. Some of the more interesting decisions that the managers going to have to make between now and Monday in the second half of the show. Before we come back for that, we've got a trivia question. Which former Liverpool player has the most career goals against Wolverhampton Wanderers? And so it'll be after this very short break.
We were football fans going to a football match, and our job was to go there and support the team.
Is a Red Bull Colosseum.
The mystery virus started here in the city.
You must stay at home.
Who is to blame for that game going ahead?
2,500 Atletico Madrid fans coming in, bringing virus with them.
2 weeks later, the death rate absolutely rocketed.
He shoots again and scores again!
Imagine quite how deadly and how life-changing it's going to be.
Many more families are going to lose loved ones before their time.
That's so many bodies.
This really is serious. Things going on.
Somebody fucked up. And somebody should be held accountable.
Right, yes, you can check out the Liverpool vs. Atletico 1 year on documentary. Really, really powerful stuff. We were saying this, me and Ben were talking on the Instant Match Reaction about this and how probably mentally, psychologically, we probably weren't ready for this if prior to Leipzig, because it is, you know, there's some, I mean, it's a properly powerful piece. You know, it talks a lot about the impacts of coronavirus, not just on the football, but on Liverpool, the city, and the knock-on effect it had, you know, speaking to NHS nurses, speaking to, you know, local officials, speaking to journalists and all that about what the knock-on was for the Liverpool City region, as well as the footballing side of things. Really, really good stuff. I'm streaming now on the RedmenTV.com. And if you need something a bit more light-hearted, Cop Chronicles Episode 3 is available from Friday onwards on the platform as well. So do go and check it out. There's also a fantastic competition we got running because we've got two tiers available over on there. There's Club Captain and Club Legend. You can win a signed Luis Suarez print. Stay tuned at the end of the video for some more details on that. Right, yes, the trivia question was, which former Liverpool player has the most career goals against Wolverhampton Wanderers? I just caveat that with four Liverpool. Someone might have scored some for Liverpool and whatever. Ross, any guesses?
Michael Owen.
Nope.
Okay.
Jay Pearson.
Roger Hunt, because he got the most league goals for Liverpool.
My God, there it is. Just as simple as that. Roger Hunt is the correct answer. Well done. Yeah, I mean, like, just as another easy one down them route. Who's got the most career appearances against Wolves?
Oh, I'm going to pass this one to your dad because I think your dad might know this one.
What do you reckon?
No
Dan?
Idea.
Oh, Roger
by the same notion that Roger Hunt is the yeah, it's Ian Callaghan. Yeah, that's it. So yeah. Right, Sandy, if you got that right in the comments, give yourself a massive pat on the back and drop a like on the video. Yeah, Ross, look, the big all the spirits, the positivity is great. I'm enjoying it. I'm happy to bathe in it and all that kind of stuff. But there will be this gnawing fear underneath for all of us. There are a number of players you're just crossing your fingers and toes until they take to the field. And those players' names for me are Ozan Kabak, Nat Phillips and Fabinho.
Yeah. They have to stay where they were against Leipzig for me. It's not a question, just that it worked. You know, they know their roles. It's what we all wanted for ages. I don't think it's been possible in some games, because obviously because of injuries, but I think there's been times where we could have played Phillips and Fabinho in midfield, and loads of people go, why have we done that for 2 months? They need to learn, develop, and, you know, gain confidence in what they're doing. That Leipzig game was a massive confidence boost, not just for us as fans, but I'm sure Kabak and Phillips come out of that and going, oh yeah, like, we can do this. Fabinho equally, yeah, I'm back in the role that I want to be in. I'm happy. You know, I can influence the team behind me and going forward as well, because we created loads of chances. I think that was down to him as well. The only question I've got is probably one of the midfield spots. So I think I keep Thiago, I think I keep Fabinho. I don't think Gini's done anything wrong, but if you've got options off the, you know, in your squad, I give him a rest because he's played a phenomenal amount of football. I'm either going Naby Keita or Curtis Jones, I think, in that midfield.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of those conversations. I think just in terms of the centre-backs, though, Dad, there's a, for me, you know, yes, this will be dependent on whether they literally are fit or not, because who knows at this point whether that will be the case. But if Kabak and Phillips stay fit, I think their challenge now, because there's between 3 or 4 games, depending where we get put, our fixture gets put in the next round of the Champions League before that game. What you want ideally is, I think, a stable centre-back partnership for all of those games, so the manager can go, okay, well, I know whether it doesn't matter who we draw, because the big question is going to be, if Liverpool draw Bayern Munich or Paris Saint-Germain, or any team really, and you're looking at who our defence are going up against, can you trust Phillips and Kabak for that game? And I think we'll want to know that, and the best way for us to know that is to play them in as many games of football between now and then as possible. And that, for me, well it started against Leipzig, but it certainly carries on against Wolves.
When I was a little worried when I saw they were playing against Leipzig, to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's a tough game, and they came through it with flying colours. I mean, we debated in previous weeks whether, you know, to put Fabinho when he was fit back as a centre-back, or whether to put him in midfield. And I'm sure Klopp and his team were having the same discussions. But it seems to me that they've made that decision. They've made the decision that Fabinho is going to be a defensive midfield player again, and that he's got his centre-back pairing. You know, unfortunately, we do seem to have a centre-back curse at the moment, so I'm hoping he's wrapping them up in cotton wool when they're not training. But, you know, all being well, I see them playing every game now till the end of the season.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best. the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Fingers crossed,
and
certainly.
You know, you do need to, even the best centre-backs in the world need to, you know, to play consistently. You chop and change your centre-backs is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I agree. We've got our own centre-backs, Jake, and that's the point. We own fit centre-halves, and we can debate the merits of their levels of ability all we want. But right now, Kabak's been fine, and Nat Phillips has been, you know, it's been brilliant. Absolutely, you know, he's been drawing plaudits, and rightly so. So, you know, and given just how much of a revelation it was putting Fabinho back into midfield, I agree. I think it's going to take something spectacularly bad for us to enter back into the world where the manager does go, oh, actually, no, this is a big game. I'm going to move Fabinho back into centre-half. But as I say, that's the challenge now, isn't it? You know, this time, Fabinho wants to play in DM, so he needs to make himself... He needs to be so good in DM that the manager's like, God, even under a crisis, I can't move him out of there again. And Kabak and Phillips have just got to go in and carry on doing what they're doing, as far as I'm concerned. I don't need them to be 10 out of 10 centre-halves, but if they can go and just form a solid partnership... I think the sum total of that will add up to Liverpool continuing with this.
Definitely, mate. The three words that spring to mind are confidence, continuity and availability. I think they're three vital things at the minute. And one of the best abilities is of a football player is availability. I know that sounds really, really stupid, but it is. And this is what we need right now. And it looks like slowly but surely now we are getting that. And having the likes of Jones and Cater on the bench last night, you're looking at it going, oh, that just looks glorious, doesn't it? And because Genie's obviously played a lot of games, and obviously like Ross alluded to before, you can happily swap Cater or Jones in for that game and be very comfortable against Wolves. I don't mean that we'll dominate Wolves. I mean, from our perspective as a fan base, thinking, you know, we don't shit ourselves when the lineup comes out, you know, so... Yeah.
That's spot on, mate. I mean, it's referenced there. I'll stick with you on this, Jay. You know, like Naby Keita's, this is where we're at now. Keita's ready. Keita's match fit. You get to pick and choose now. You could easily rotate out Thiago, and you could easily rotate out Gini Wijnaldum for this game, and you bring in Keita in. Keita picking two from three of Keita, Milner, and Jones, boss.
Mm.
That's the ideal world scenario. Gives the manager the breathing room, and it means we're not suffering a major drop off in quality, and you're not running anyone into the ground. You know, and again, you're not like throwing Taki Minamino in because we desperately need to give Curtis Jones some time off. We've actually put on a mid. We can put a midfield out there that, when stacked up to the midfield that starts against Leipzig, there'll be people who go, that midfield's better, and that is just a glorious position to be in.
Yeah, spot on. There's a lot of people that were saying at the beginning of the season that was the midfield three they wanted to see. Eventually, wasn't it? It was the Thiago, Fabinho and Keita option. We wanted to see that. Not necessarily that's, you know, forcing Jordan Henderson out the side. Obviously, he's one of the first names on the team sheet, but it's always a lovely option to have, isn't it? Having that free flowing of all three of those individuals who play their game three different ways and in their best position. We don't want to see Thiago in the six because he doesn't have a big effect on the game, as we saw last night. Fabinho's there, he's behind him, he's Cobra Kai and everything. He thinks he's Daniel LaRusso, doesn't he? You know, it was incredible. So yeah, I love the fact that we're having these options. It's obviously so heartbreaking that it's happening in March when it should be happening, you know, earlier on in the season. But, you know, that we don't need to go down that route anymore, do we?
I think I might be tempted to go for Curtis Jones. And that's only nothing to do with Naby Keita at all. But you look at Wolves and what their strengths are, will be set pieces. Now you've got Connor Cody, Willy Bolly, Cias, that forward, it looks like he's out the Zutons. So, I mean, they've got aerial attacking threats. But if you've got Phillips, Kabak, Fabinho, and Jones as that midfield option, he can break the lines in between that midfield, but also for set pieces, defending set pieces, where we've fallen short of before, I think that plays into hands. But you can make an argument for Naby Keita as well. It was nothing against him.
No. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. If you've got Fabinho back in, that gives us that. We've just got an extra big lad on the pitch, which makes a big difference to what we're doing.
Nice. You play midfield for Milner, Jones, and whoever's fit. That's been the conversation for the past 2 months. It's nice to have a chat about what our fucking options are for a change.
We brought Milner on at DM the other week.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hopefully we can do this. I mean, the one outside shout for me, well, there's two more conversations I want to have around player availability. The outside one is Kostas Tsimikas. None of us really know where he's at, what his level is, Ross. But, you know, Trent got some rest against Fulham. But Robbo has had no rest at all.
pretty much all season. He's played the most minutes of anyone in our squad across all competitions. I think if you've now got a settled centre-back pairing, Trent's had a bit of rest, you can put one of your strongest midfields out, on your strongest front three out, this is probably a decent time to get Kostas Tsimikas a game of football.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
Shit out.
No, I don't trust him. I just don't know enough of him, like you just said there. You know, things are good and I feel safe with Robertson and that back line. I wouldn't want to change that, but I do get your point of giving him a rest. We've got some time off. I've no idea about international fixes and what Scotland are doing at the minute. So, but if Scotland are playing, Robertson will play, so he's not going to get a rest there.
The thing, my point on this is
has he had enough time to play to be able to go and do that? When it was 15 minutes, he had, a one wild volley. I'm not saying he's totally crap, by the way, but I've not seen enough of him for me to be convinced to go, you start against Wolves.
I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? Is that my way I'm coming at this, Dad, is that he's not going to be match sharp. He's not played enough football for us this season. But if we're happy to play Nico Williams, who is a significant drop off from Trent Alexander-Arnold, I thought Nico put a good shift in against Fulham, by the way. But this is a Greek international who's got high level, you know, is a senior age footballer. I agree that this is not like we're resting Robbo. We're taking a massive gamble and a massive drop off and putting some kid in just because Robbo's dead on his feet. Because in that, Ross is dead right in that. Robbo's going to get a bit of a break, in the coming weeks. But just more that we do need to get Kostas Tsimikas some games at some point, and this could well be that decent opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I personally wouldn't want to start him in a game at the moment.
Call your dad a shit house.
Shit house.
Thank you very much.
I bring him on half an hour to get maybe and start to build up his minutes on the pitch. But
yeah,
starting him, I don't really see that. I mean, for me, I would just go with the same side as Leipzig. But I can see there's an argument for starting to get Keita if he's fit. You know, more game time on, you know, to develop.
I don't think we're going to see that now. I think that if we've got the players available to us that we've had available now for like 2 weeks, I think we're going to see rotation every game.
Yeah.
We're not going to play the same 11 week in, week out, and mainly because there's too many good players. There's just too many good players to not involve. And I think, you know, look at the front three. The other player is Bobby Firmino. We don't know whether he's going to be fit at this point. But if he is fit, I think he probably actually comes straight back into the team. And there'll be loads of people going, oh, well, he shouldn't because the way they do the three lads. Klopp doesn't think about that. He's got four brilliant players for three positions. And the way you keep those lads at the peak of their ability is that you rotate them. And that doesn't mean they don't play or they're dropped or they're hooked. No, someone plays 60 minutes and someone plays 30, and then you work that across the front three and everyone maintains a high level of ability, match sharpness, you know, all those kind of things. And I think we'll see that in every area of the team, with the exception, hopefully, of centre-back, because we just don't quite have the numbers
you're ignoring the fact that some of these players have played an awful lot of football this season, two games every week, and some of them, because of injuries, have hardly played at all.
Yeah.
So there's players there who are much, much fresher than others, you know.
Well, that's exactly what I'm not ignoring, is what I'm saying is there's lads who are all able to play these football matches without us catastrophically undoing what we're doing, is what I'm saying. As I said, I don't think we'll pick our best. There's no such thing as a best three for Liverpool in midfield anymore, because does Naby Keita start football matches? Naby Keita's going to start games. He'll probably, you know, he'll be prime. There's no way I don't think Keita doesn't start against Wolves, because he probably would. He's ready. He come off the bench, so he'll probably start this one because he started Fulham, right? So, you know, but regardless,
we've suffered for injuries this season. We've also suffered from running people into the ground because there's been no options, and that's exactly why we do need to rotate. I don't think it's a question of people being dropped. It's about keeping people fresh. It's about keeping a healthy competition. It's about people looking over the shoulder and going, actually, if I don't perform in this game, there's someone over my shoulder who's going to take my place next. On the Tsimikas stuff, like, the other thing about that, I wouldn't throw him against Adama Traore straight away, and his greasy arms, as Jay said before. But I think there will be a right time to play him. I just don't think it's this. But, you know, to your point, you know, we've got a block of games coming up. Like, you can earmark some of them and go, like, well, I can play Keita in this one, but he doesn't have to play two games a week. I have to run him into the ground. If someone gets injured, I've still got two more bodies that I can use. Divock Origi is another one. Like, I only played a few minutes against Leipzig and stuff like that, but he contributes to the game. Yeah. I haven't seen that for months from him. Yeah. you know, I'm not saying I would start him in this game, but like that's where you're looking for other people to step up. Yeah. And he's doing the same thing. Oh shit, Jota's back. Oh shit, Firmino's back. Well, yeah. If I don't perform now, I'm never going to fucking play.
Well, exactly this. And again, this is how you manage your squad moving forward. I don't think we're going to make five changes for this game or six changes. I don't think we're going to make massive, but we'll make one or two. And then, you know, and you'll see your really good players playing 60 minutes. And another good player will come on and change them around, and we'll have it. We have the ability to rotate en masse because you got, without weakening the side, and that's the big difference. This is what it's up. So people hear rotation, people hear do this and this and this. Like it's like it inspires a deep fear because what when we've had to do that in recent weeks again, it's meant an Oxlade-Chamberlain who hasn't kicked the ball being thrust in to go and win a game for us, Alex, when you've not played footy for us. Same with Tsimikas, same with Nico Williams, same with Curtis Jones, same with Shaqiri, Origi, blah blah. Blah. Now, you know, you get to pick and choose from a bunch of really good footballers. And yeah, that's boss.
The sports scientists will have some work to do because they probably haven't had much to do in the past couple of months because you're looking at the sheets and going, well, you've only got 11 players. You're going to have to go and play them. Or you go, well, Naby Keita's played half an hour here. He could suit this game. He could do that game. The people that you're talking about, are, you know, are probably the fringe players. Curtis Jones was on the bench against Leipzig, didn't play.
Yeah.
So that's a massive bonus. Whereas before, it's like,
and that could be a great indicator that he just starts the game against Wolves as well because he might because now it's an exercise in keeping everyone going.
Yeah,
keeping everyone up and running. You don't want it. You can't afford to be dropping in lads cold now between now and the end of the season because every game now matters. Wait. If we want to finish top four, and I think we've probably left this a little bit late, but I don't think Klopp will be telling the players that because he wants. What he'll want is, because we don't know who's going to drop out at any given moment. So the best way to insulate that is to make sure that no one's running into the red in terms of minutes that they're playing. And also, by the time the Champions League game comes around, you're picking from 15, 16 lads who are all ready to go. They're all up and running.
It's like the way it should be.
No, 100%. Yeah. Or even if you then have a mad injury crisis again, the lads you're left with haven't not played for a month.
Yeah.
They've actually all had some minutes.
Or have played every game.
Exactly that, yeah, completely. Yeah. Other fixtures then, in terms of what's going on at the weekend, as I said, we can't switch off. And I find myself, I probably won't pay a great deal of interest in what's going on around because I think we're at that now where I think we should probably switch off to the Premier League for a few weeks. And if we put a couple of wins together, we can start to have a look at it. But just for sake of completeness, the really interesting ones of the weekend, Newcastle hosting Villa. You'd imagine Villa doing okay there. Leeds hosting Chelsea. That's going to be an interesting test for Tuchel, of course. Everton hosting Burnley. And the one that probably, one or two that make interest to us, Leicester hosting Sheffield United, Arsenal, Spurs, and Man United, West Ham. Man United, West Ham is a mad world, isn't it, Dad? Where do we actually want a Man United win from this one, just to give us a bit of a better
It's very difficult to go down that route.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying switch off to this.
West Ham sometimes beat United there when they're rubbish, so it probably won't do anything now they're decent.
Yeah, it's sod's law, isn't it? yeah, it is. I mean, and this is the point, isn't it, Jay? We're left with having to support teams that we don't give a shit on, that makes us we're miserable one way or the other. So this has all the hallmarks of a weekend where just, you know, look at the league table and look at the results after, you know, if Liverpool beat Wolves, look at it all then.
Yeah,
and hope that things have gone our way.
It's true. I say that every week. I just don't look at the league table. Think, forget it. It'll just depress me. So yeah, just like Ross said at the top of the show, we're playing one and last. So let's leave it at that. Let everyone play before us. Then we beat Wolves, hopefully, and then we look at the league table afterwards and just go, all right, okay, nice one. Yeah, when's Europe on again?
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think it goes back to it, changing expectations. I'm glad we get to simultaneously take the pressure off the Premier League and have something exciting to look forward to at the same notion. I'm not giving Liverpool a free pass to not win football matches between now and the end of the season. We've got things up and running. We should be capable of getting ourselves out of this funk. But what I mean is just for me, it's a horrible, nasty mire that getting into that fourth place thing. I think if we can just get ourselves up to running, get our squad rotating, get as many of our good players in, we'll probably win more games than we lose. And then hopefully that means that we end up in touching distance of that. But that's a problem for in a month's time. I think that's it. We can have a little bit of a look at that.
And that's not just our results. That's whatever happens for the rest of the teams around us for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the Europa League run that we kind of went on. Like that was the welcome distraction, wasn't it? Because the league was just pants that season, but I'm still understanding the circumstances. And you're right, you know, it's
the difference in that though. Sorry, Ross, is that, you know, look what we were doing then. We were playing Ibe, Ojo, and Benteke up front in Premier League games to make sure we were as fit as possible for the Europa League games. Well, if you rotate this time around, we've just got a bit more going on. You know, again, there's really good lads who need minutes at the moment. So you know, there's a chance that we can have a better fist of recovering the Premier League whilst doing the Champions League. But as my point on this is that we've been so terrible in the league that I need to see us be better in the league before I'm going to start getting lost in conversations of let's go and win 10 10 games.
It's that run, isn't it? I think we beat Sheffield United and it was like, let that be the game. Let that be the platform to go 2, 3, 4, 5 wins. It's just a fucking shame that there's an international break. Like, I'm actually looking forward to this one for a change. But, you know, we start getting good form. If we beat Wolves, it's like, oh, 2 games on the bounce. Ah, this is a break.
But this is the thing. That beat Wolves, and then the international break becomes a staging area for how you launch your assault on the final run. 9 Premier League games that be left there. You'll know exactly what you need from them in order to get to attain, or if it's possible. And in addition to that, you've got a massive 2-legged European tie in there. I think that'll be the point where Klopp gathers them all around and goes, right, the season ends in sight. Let's just drive towards that.
Yeah, yeah. Beat Wolves, and then you say 14 games left, 14 wins, and you know we've got a good chance of qualification, and we win the Champions League.
Yes,
simple as that.
As simple as that.
You know, you owe us that after the season you put us through. So.
Absolutely right.
But I mean, a lot will depend on the internationals. I mean, the Brazilians are not going anywhere, so they'll still be around training and doing tactical stuff. I don't know who else will be. Presumably quite a lot of the players will be stuck because of COVID. So that for once, that'll actually work in our favour.
Yeah, no, I agree on that. Fingers crossed. Right, let's have some score predictions. I'm going to start with Jay Pearson. Jay, what do you think the score is going to be?
2-1 Liverpool.
Solid. Ross?
2-0. I want another clean sheet as well.
Go ahead. Dad?
Ooh. If we take our chances, 3-1.
I'll go with a 3-0 to Liverpool on this one. Yeah, absolutely. You're dead right. The chances thing's going to be massive, but hopefully not. Pray for everyone, cross fingers and toes and get your karma straight. Make sure you're obeying things and being nice to people for the next few days so that everything can be channeled towards Liverpool having some injury luck. But yeah, if we've got the ability to rotate, we've got good options there to use, then hopefully it's a similar thing to the Leipzig game with a slightly better finishing. That would be absolutely lovely. Let us know your score predictions in the comments alongside the YouTube video. Don't forget to check out the whole DL show over there on the Super 6 YouTube channel to see the man, the legend, Chris Pajak in action. And as mentioned, yeah, we've got some wonderful content for you on our streaming platform right now, theredmentv.com. The Atletico documentary is brilliant stuff. Do go and check it out. There's been, obviously, you've seen the clips from it. Ben's done a sterling job. And as mentioned, there's also a competition to win a signed Luis Suarez print. If you sign up at club legend level, we're going to play it out on that. But thanks so much for joining us. The watch along will return on Monday night. Hope to see you over there. Ta-ra. Hey everyone, mate here. Just want to let you know about a fantastic competition we have got running right now to win this incredible limited edition signed Luis Suarez print. To be in with a chance of winning that, all you have to do is sign up or upgrade your membership to a club legend tier on the redmentv.com, our exclusive Liverpool streaming platform. Not only that, but we have monthly competitions each and every month where you get to win prizes of this level, and in fact sometimes better as well, if you could even believe that. On top of that, you're going to get free merchandise, discount merchandise, and access to our exclusive Discord group, which is full of really, really nice human beings chatting about Liverpool and us as well. There's also a whole host of incredible content over on the website, streaming right now, documentary series, feature length features, exclusive interviews with Liverpool legends past and present, and additional content in and around the match as well. So yes, get over there, sign up or upgrade your subscription now to Club Legend and be in with a chance of winning the signed Luis Suarez print.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.